shepherd is something that's used not only in the Bible, but in history to talk about leadership and guiding and feeding, caring for people. A good shepherd took a lot of risks when he was shepherding the sheep. You know, often, especially like in the land of Israel, there are certain places that are very arid and dry, and they would have to take their sheep out into a distant place. So they're out on their own, they're camping, they're watching over the sheep, they're at risk of thieves, they're at risk of you know, elements like rain and storms and that kind of stuff. And they, you know, had a rough go sometimes, but it was a job that required a love or a care for the sheep, right? You're supposed to take care of them. You're supposed to protect them. David was a shepherd, right? And he told Saul, he said, I attacked when the bear attacked, I clubbed him and did him in. And when the lion came, I attacked him and did him in. So they were, you know, tough, rugged individuals that took care of things. It's an amazing thing that in history, what God has done, you know, we have God who is the great shepherd, but he's also always put his people in the care of other people. It's not like God just, you know, in heaven says, okay, now y'all just do what you're supposed to do. He appoints shepherds, he appoints leaders over them. And in the time of Ezekiel, God was very upset with the shepherds. And he was going to get rid of the shepherds. We'll see that as we look at, we're in Ezekiel 34. And he says, then the word of the Lord came to me saying, son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say to those shepherds, thus says the Lord God, woe shepherds of Israel who have been feeding themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flock? You eat the fat and clothe yourselves with the wool. You slaughter the fat sheep without feeding the flock. Those who are sickly, you have not strengthened. The diseased, you have not healed. The broken, you have not bound up. The scattered, you have not brought back. Nor have you sought for the lost. But with fierce and severity, with force and severity, you have dominated them. They were scattered for lack of a shepherd. They become food for every beast of the field and were scattered. My flock wandered through all the mountains and on every hill. My flock was scattered over all the surface of the earth. There was no one to search or seek for them. So here's the picture of these leaders, and God had different kinds of leaders that were supposed to take care of it. The word for shepherd basically means pastoring. Now, you know, pastoring, taking them out to a place where they could feed, where they could rest, where they could get water, right? God also uses the same word for the word pastor. A pastor is supposed to be someone who takes care of people. In the Old Testament, he had priests that were supposed to take care of the people in the tabernacle and show them how to repent from their sins and show them the spiritual words and truth of God. He had prophets that were supposed to call them back to the Word of God. They were supposed to tell them, look, folks, you're going this way. God wants you to go this way and get back on the right path. And he had kings that were supposed to also kind of fall in line with the priest and with the prophet and to help lead the people in righteousness. But all of these shepherds were failing, every one of them. They were all engaged in idolatry. They were all engaged in their own selfish interests rather than looking out for the people of God. So they were basically, in this picture, terrible shepherds. They weren't taking care of the sheep at all. They were taking care of themselves, and they caused the people to wander. The word wandering and going through the mountains, of course, some of us know the high places where they worshiped idols all over the place, and that's what he's talking about. The shepherds weren't watching over the people. They weren't helping them to understand what God wanted them to do or wanted them to be, and they wandered off, and they got engaged with the nations, and they did the same thing that everybody else did until the people, lost sheep, became part of the enemy of God rather than the people of God. And so God is mourning over the loss of his sheep and the weakness of those shepherds in Ezekiel 34. And he basically says, listen, you shepherds, you know, I've had it with you. You've made my flock a prey. In other words, every demon, every evil thing can come and snatch them away. Peter tells us that in the New Testament, right? He says the enemy, the devil, goes around like a lion looking for someone to devour. And here, you know, God's saying, you've let every kind of wild beast come and attack my sheep. But God is our heavenly shepherd, and he's not going to let that happen. God's not going to allow bad shepherds to allow his people to be destroyed. And he says down in verse 10, he says, thus saith the Lord, behold, I am against the shepherds. I will demand my sheep from them and make them cease from feeding my sheep. Bad shepherds, if you belong to God, one of the amazing things about God will lead you to good shepherds, right? Now, people that aren't really walking with God or knowing God, they might go wherever. But those who actually belong to God, God's not going to let them go without a shepherd. He's going to make sure that the people find the right place. They find the right people to listen to. They find the people that are going in the right direction that'll guide them in the truth. So he says, I'm going to take my sheep from you, and I'm not going to allow you to do what you've been doing. He says, so the shepherds will not feed themselves anymore, but I will deliver my flock from their mouth so that they will not be food for them anymore. God is basically the heavenly shepherd that takes care of his people. But he uses people. He uses other things to do that, right? He's going to remove these sheep, and he's going to protect them as our heavenly shepherd. Human shepherds were failing. God's going to make a new type of shepherd. He's going to bring about something awesome that's going to change the whole paradigm of what it means. So he says, for thus saith the Lord, behold, I myself will search for my sheep and seek them out. As a shepherd cares for his herd in the day when he is among his scattered sheep, I will care for my sheep and deliver them from all the places which they are scattered on a cloudy and gloomy day. I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries and bring them to their own land. I will feed them on the mountains of Israel by the streams in all the inhabited places of the land. I will lead them to rest. I will seek the lost, bring back the scattered, bind up the broken, and strengthen the sick. This is a good picture of God saying, I'm going to make sure that my sheep are shepherded. He's not going to allow what happened in Israel to continue to happen. He's not going to allow these bad shepherds to keep going. He is the shepherd, right? We know that, Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down by still waters. He leads me into green pastures. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. All that is a description of a shepherd caring for a flock. I'm going to feed them. I'm going to give them water to drink. I'm going to protect their soul. I'm going to protect their spirit. And even though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Right? The rod was there. What was that for? It was to hit the bear. It was to hit the lion. It was to club the wolf. It was to stop things that were going to hurt the sheep. The staff was there to say, hey, sheep, don't go that way. You come over this way and guide the sheep out of trouble. And God's saying, I am the good shepherd. I am the heavenly good shepherd. That's the thing. You know, the Lord God, he dwells in heaven. He dwells in the highest of heaven, and Paul says he dwells in unapproachable light, and he loves us. He cares about his sheep. He really does, but he can't be with us like that, can he? He can't be our personal earthly shepherd, because if we saw him, we'd explode. We can't see him the way we are. We have to wait until glorification, right? So God points out that he's going to change the paradigm. He says, therefore, says God to them, to those bad shepherds, behold, I will judge between the fat sheep and the lean sheep. In other words, I'm going to come and I'm going to judge those shepherds. The Old Testament is basically a testament that shows failure. What happened is that there is God the Father, the Lord God, and he gave the people a law through the angels, it says in the New Testament. The angels brought a law that showed who God is. It showed God's character. The law says, you know, you should only have one God. You should love people, right? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul. Love your neighbor as yourself. All these commandments that God gave, 600 commandments and more, that God gave his people so they would know him, so they'd understand him. The law was, as Paul said, perfect, holy, and good. The problem wasn't with the law, and it wasn't with God. The problem was with the people. The people, we know from the New Testament, the law couldn't touch the soul. The law couldn't make your heart right. The law couldn't make you righteous in the eyes of God. The law couldn't fill you with the Holy Spirit, right? And make you to be a person that would follow and obey God. So God's basically going to break down that old system, the system of the law. Look what happened. The guys, they all went after idols. The leaders, the kings, the prophets, the priests, they all were worshiping idols. We showed you that in the last weeks, right? And that meant that they had broken relationship with God, and they'd broken relationship with his law, and they were the leaders of the people. And God says, as you're leading these people, you're leading them to destruction. You're letting them get lost. You're letting them be nothing but food for you, and they're getting hurt. He says, the diseased you didn't heal, the broken you didn't bind up, the scattered you didn't bring back. You haven't sought the lost ones, but you've only taken care of yourself. So what does God say he's going to do? He says, I will deliver my flock. I mean, do you understand that God in heaven, his glorious Lord, loves you and cares about you? Here it is in the Old Testament. What's happening here? The old system had brought Israel again to chaos. You had chaos at creation. You had chaos at the, you know, fall of Babel. You had chaos now at the end of Israel. Chaos. They're not doing right. They're not following God. They're not becoming God's people. They're not sharing the image of God. God's basically saying, I'm going to have a shepherd who bears my image. I'm going to have a shepherd that leads my people, right? I'm going to deliver my flock. And how's he going to do it? He says, I will set over them one shepherd, my servant David. And then he goes on, he says, and I, the Lord, will be their God. My servant David will be prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken. What did he do? He promised here that he was going to put a shepherd in place of the law. Isn't that awesome? A shepherd in place of someone that could talk to you and me, someone who could come and relate to us, someone who could be our immediate shepherd. And of course, the name David is associated with the son of David, which is associated with Jesus Christ. The promise to David was, I'm going to give you a son, and your son is going to reign on a throne forever, and he's going to be the Messiah. He's going to be the king. He's going to be the great shepherd. He's going to be the prince of peace, right? We sang that song. That song's about Jesus. You know that, don't you? Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. That's all about Jesus. That's about the Great Shepherd. That's about what God put in place of the law. The law was failing. People couldn't obey law. We know that. You know, you try to set rules to make your life right. Put those rules on a wall, write them down, memorize them, but it won't help you. You need something real inside of you. You need the work of God going on in your life, right? The only way for that to happen is for the Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, servant of God, the David, the son of David, right? You need that person to lead you. What's amazing about what God does by putting Christ in between us instead of the law is he makes a deep connection into our lives, right? When we believe in Jesus Christ, we understand he's our Savior. That's another good word for someone who's going to protect you, someone who's going to lead you or rescue you. That's what a shepherd does, right? He's our Savior. He's our shepherd. He's there. But he gives us a really close relationship with God. It's not just a God that we know about. It's not just a God that we write down his rules or look at his words. It's a God who gets inside of us through the power of the Holy Spirit, a God that through Jesus Christ gives us life, and life abundantly, gives us a different, whole different kind of life. Next week, we're going to start talking from the Gospel of John. And the Gospel of John mentions eternal life more than any other book. The idea of eternal life. And what does that mean? It doesn't start when we die. It starts when you confess Jesus Christ. As soon as you call on the name of the Lord, God puts that spirit in your life. He puts it in your heart. And that's the spirit that stays with us into eternity. But it also makes us better people, and it makes our leaders who are anointed by God better shepherds. What happens through Jesus Christ is that there's a new creation, a new creature in Christ Jesus, right? We know these things. And when Jesus Christ is our shepherd, when he's our Lord, he puts his spirit in us, and those who know him, those who walk with him, and those who are called by him have a power, a divine power to be helpful, to be loving, to be careful for the sheep, to watch over them, to really pray for them. Every week as we come in this place and we're singing and worshiping, and I'm looking at you guys, and I love you, and I'm so glad you're here, but I'm also trying to remember everyone that's not here, and I'm trying to pray for them and remember their names and remember them before the Lord as we worship in this place, because they are God's sheep. And though I don't see them, though I don't hear from them, I just know they are still God's sheep, and we're calling on the name of the Lord for them as well, right? But that's because that's what the Spirit of God does. He works in our hearts and makes us better shepherds. Shepherds that can understand who God is. Shepherds who can come closer to showing the image of God and the image of the great shepherd, heavenly shepherd, and our Lord Jesus Christ. He goes on, I'm going to make a covenant of peace with them. So God's going to work inside of his people, and he's going to, through the power of the great shepherd, Jesus Christ, our Lord, he's going to work a powerful work in their lives and change who they are, lead them, right, into a new covenant, a covenant of peace. He says, I'm going to eliminate harmful beasts from the land so they will live securely in the wilderness and sleep in the woods. I will make them and the places around them, my hill, a blessing. And I will cause showers to come down in their season, and there will be showers of blessing. They will be secure. They'll be delivered from oppressors. They'll no longer be prey for the nations. He's not describing this world, is he? Because you can't say, oh, yeah, you know, we'll never get hurt around here. Everything's going to be a blessing around here. No, you can't say that. But these are things that talk about the eternal kingdom. One of the great things about the Psalm 23, as it talks about the Lord our shepherd, right? He says, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to take care of your physical need. I'm going to take care of your spiritual need. I'm going to take care of you when you're in a place of danger. And then he says, and the Lord, you know, he anoints my head with, oh, he sets a table before me in the presence of my enemies. He anoints my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The one awesome thing about God, our shepherd, Father, and Jesus Christ and Holy Spirit working in our lives is that it doesn't end in this world. It doesn't end here. It carries us into eternity. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And that's what he's describing. The sheep are going to come to his care, his little safe place. We're going to have protection. We're going to have peace. We're going to have prosperity in the sense that we won't have any problems like we do here, right? God's going to take care of the sheep. So here it is, in a time when Israel was failing miserably, when a time where the leaders were leading everybody astray, where most of the people were worshiping idols and just totally disappointing God. God says, listen, folks, I'm not done. I do care about my sheep. and I'm going to bring them in, and I'm going to prepare a shepherd for them. I am the great shepherd, and there's another great shepherd, the Messiah, Christ Jesus, and I am going to make the leaders better leaders. The shepherds are going to be better shepherds. They're going to feed and care and watch over the flock. They're going to see my sheep make it. And what are they going to do? They're going to enter into the place of rest, the kingdom of God. And then they will know that I, the Lord, their God, am with them, and that they, the house of Israel, my people, declares the Lord God, that they are that house of Israel. And that's us, right? You know that. We are the house of Israel. We are the people of God. We are the ones that God is protecting. We are the ones that God, and he says, and as for you, my sheep, the sheep of my pasture, you are men, and I am your God, declares the Lord. Isn't it awesome that in this dire time that Ezekiel lived, that God wants to point the way to a perfected shepherding? He's going to care for his people. He's going to love them. He's going to watch over them. He's going to heal them. He's going to bring them to himself. And he's going to lead them to the safest, most glorious pasture, right, that we could ever be in. God is awesome. And he is indeed, a good shepherd.